Blog Talk Radio.
This is an unlawful gathering.
The truth is out there.
This is the underground. This is New Media. This is the underground. This is New Media.
Ranger fans, remember what's the critical thinking hanger? Ranger fans, remember what's the critical thinking hanger?
Now here is the starting lineup for the New York Rangers. And now here is the starting lineup for the New York Rangers.
This is New York Rangers hockey. 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 This is New York Rangers.
Didn't we just get off the air? Didn't last night's show just finish up?
Yeah, I feel like I took a nap, and now we're doing another show.
It's like you look like Jerry Lewis up here. Just waiting for 7-Eleven to come waltzing in with a check, and then we'll sing "You'll Never Walk Alone," and that'll
You'll
be it.
You'll never skate alone.
Unless you're Sean Avery.
Yes, then you're going to be all alone.
Well, as Eddie would say, good morning, how are you?
Good morning. How are you, everybody?
Blue Shirt Underground Radio, morning show. Glad to have you here. So we get ready for the season opener just, an hour and a half away from first game of the season. I'm excited. Eddie's excited. The Underground is excited, Eddie. Here we go.
Ready. Everybody, this is the time of year where we grab the pitchforks and the shovels and start to gather in mass and start to riot because of our displeasure. But listen, maybe it's not as gloomy as I painted last night. For some reason, maybe I had too much caffeine. I felt like I was too animated about the gloom and doom. So I'm not as gloomy this morning. So
okay.
Maybe the promise of a new day.
Oh, nice. He breaks into Paula Abdul.
I had no idea that was a...
It was a Paula Abdul song, yeah. And for those of you that are here that are Yankee fans, the Yankees did you a tremendous favor last night. Or maybe I should say A-Rod did you a tremendous favor. He officially ushered you into hockey season. So, if you see A-Rod on the street, just give him a little wave and say, thanks, A-Rod. We appreciate it. Now I can focus my energies on hockey and not have to worry about baseball anymore. And for those of us that are Met fans, we started concentrating on the Rangers in July.
Yes, around Traverse City. That was about draft. NHL draft.
Right around the draft. So 646-478-4692 is the number. We'll be with you for an hour. For those of you that are listening, I know Jeff Cooper, Spoon on the Moon, is here. Chris also from the UK has said he will be here. If you guys want to call into the show, use Skype and just Skype me direct, JRS1940, and I'll add you to the show. We'd love to hear what you guys have to say about the Rangers this year. We very rarely get a chance to talk to you because we don't typically do morning shows. So if you guys want to call in, get us up on Skype. It's JRS1940, which I think is an easy number to remember. And we'll put you right in. Or Karen, I don't know if Karen Reuterberg is listening to us over in Sweden. Anybody around the world. Paul, Eddie got a nice email from someone in Australia yesterday, which is great. So, Paul, if you're listening, by all means, call us in on Skype. And for the rest of you, 646-478-4692. For those of you that will begin the Yom Kippur celebration tonight at sunset, I wish you an easy fast. I know that'll be easier for some than others. I don't know how Newman's going to make it through a fast, but I wish you all the best on Yom Kippur. Let's get to it.
I thought you were expecting me to say something. Yes.
Kind of, but that's okay.
Well, I was going to say, yeah, sure. Happy get through the fast. The Day of Atonement is upon you, and may you, I don't know much about this, so may it be a fast.
So, Ryan McDonough will get 100 points. Okay. Moving on. All right, so it's preview morning. I have and you know, Eddie, this is very strange this year to be reading some of these previews that are out there from national writers, Sports Illustrated, Sporting News, places. High hopes for the Rangers this year. It's surprising.
Well, yeah. It's another reason. Another reason that I'm a little bit. I approach the season with such trepidation is because we're being doubted for the first time. But it's good to be recognized. And, you know, if some of these publications had been written like today before the game with Stahl out, I think they'd carry a lot more weight. But they obviously, it's a team effort, and a lot of people like the Rangers this year, you know. And I think it's because it's very obvious. The problem with the Rangers last year, a lot of it is going to be corrected by Brad Richards, the power play, and to get Gabrick going. So it's not a surprise that a lot of teams, a lot of people pick the Rangers, and the fact that a lot of teams have in division aren't supposed to do well. Apparently the Devils are supposed to stick to join up. So, yes, I think the Rangers have moved up in a lot of people's eyes.
Now, let me I have Darren Elliott's preview here. He's an NHL writer for Sports Illustrated. And I have his Rangers preview in front of me here. Now, he picked the Rangers to win the division.
Really?
For starters. Which is strange because I got my copy of Sports Illustrated last night, and whoever did that preview, they had the Rangers finishing, I think, third in the division and eighth in the conference. So, and I just looked at that. I'm like, I can't do another eighth in the conference. I just can't. I can't do another year of clinging to that number eight. Can't do it. And I have based my predictions and my forecast, my prognostications, my soothsaying as such. We'll get to that in a few minutes. So obviously, you know, he says he's got them listed first. The storyline, the Rangers landed coveted free agent center Brad Richards, and this time around, the high-priced marquee signing makes sense. Richards is a premier playmaker with the innate ability to get pure goal scorers like Marion Gabrick the puck enough at precisely the right times. It should prove a potent enough tandem to lift the Rangers to the top of the division and maybe even remove the enigmatic tag from Gabrick's bio. MVP, of course, is Henrik Lundqvist. The ace netminder makes the Rangers' aggressive up-ice approach stand up on the back end. Lundqvist is excellent in critical situations, including the penalty kill, where he's truly a difference maker. The Rangers limit their shots against, leaving him to deliver the crucial, timely, quality saves. He delivers better than anyone in the game right now. Kid to watch. Ryan McDonough. With Mark Stahl's health in question and the other half of last season's surprise rookie tandem Michael Sauer nursing a groin injury, backliner McDonough could log over 20 minutes a night right out of the gate. He came into the mix into the second half of the season, stepped in and played a calm, patient heads-up game, posting a plus 16. He may make the move from comfortably dependable to counted on deeply and quickly. Keep an eye on Ryan Callahan, the newly named captain, is determination personified, and even with Broadway's big lights and big names, Callahan's approach is what these Rangers are all about. Bottom line, this is an emerging outfit built largely on an identity of hard work and being hard to play against on a nightly basis. If the Rangers can survive in October on the road and put up more wins at the under-construction Madison Square Garden like they did two seasons ago, a top three seed in April is possible.
Oh!
Top three!
Oh, I'm starting to get a little crazy again now. That was what I was talking about at the top of the show. Somebody went an updated preview, and that one was right on. It had the Stoll injury in it. What's his name again? Darren Elliott. Yeah, he's well respected. I like what he normally has to say. He's got our Rangers up there. He certainly knows that what the identity of this team is. I kind of feel the same way, in a lot of respects. I think this schedule is just awful. I mean, it's awful. It's been awful for, a month, it seems to me already. So if they can get over that hump, yeah. I mean, anything's possible. You got Henrik Lundqvist. We've certainly seen him play for a lot less talented teams and do well, and the Rangers have been able to get into the playoffs. I certainly think that, if they can find their mojo early, and that's the key, if they can find the sense of team and, early, it can work. Most of them have played together before, but I really think the Richards-Gabrick, for them to have that success early on, if they can carry them in the games in Europe until they get some of this thing straightened out on defense, and if Henrik can play well, they'll do well. I think that's a great prediction. It's given me hope. So I like it. I don't think they're going to be third, but still, I love to hear it. I love that somebody's saying it. That means somebody with a brain is
somebody up there likes us.
Somebody likes us. It's good to be liked. Usually they're always picking us for last, or Rangers just don't have it, or, So. But you don't know if it's just, It's just, they got Brad Richards. They have a superstar now. Now they're getting them. They got the number one free agent, so they should make the playoffs. But, again, these guys in Canada know their stuff, and this Elliott certainly knows his stuff.
And you want to hear what Dan said? You want to just hear Dan Zalari's prediction? Dan Zalari Brooks?
Oh, God. You mean the guy from the Weirdlies? Guy? Freaking. He's going to rain on my parade, isn't he?
You ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
Training camp was an endurance test. The club will play its first seven games on the road because of the Garden transformation. The players insist these will not be burdens. The loss of Stoll for any significant period would, however, be a huge burden to bear. Assuming Stoll's return to health, the Rangers not only should be good enough to make the playoffs, but to avoid the quagmire, between 7th and 12th that connotes a fight to the final day to qualify.
What is that word?
That should be connotates. In other words, they're going to be good enough to avoid that Maj dash for the 8th seed. They should be. He's putting them higher, 6th or higher, pretty much is what he's saying.
You fools! No way! We'll be waiting for Carolina to lose on the last day again. We all know it.
Simon says, lose to Tampa Bay.
We'll see you losing to the Thrashers at the Garden and then game 81. Yes. But hey, I love it. Like, hey, listen, I love being the underdog more than I wouldn't say they're calling on them to win the cup, but maybe they, they see the progression of the youth is happening. I think some Rangers have to step up their game offensively, and I hopefully they will. And then, you know, but Larry Brooks is even positive, Jim. I mean, what the hell's going on here?
Yeah.
Am I in Bizarro World? I know it's a morning show, but...
we do one show before noontime, and look what happens. Everybody loves the Rangers.
Yeah. Wow. So even dancing Larry Brooks loves us.
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't know
wow.
what I don't know what Zippe said or the new Pat Leonard, which, by the way, we didn't mention last night on the show. For those of you that don't know, Jesse Spector has left the Daily News. He's left the Rangers beat, which has been taken over by Pat Leonard is the new gentleman's name. And Jesse, I believe, has become the NHL writer for the Sporting News. So we wish Jesse all the best, and we will soon begin to kiss Mr. Leonard Stukas.
Yes, to get him on the show.
To get him on the show and introduce him to this madness.
And, you know, Jesse Spector was, you know, he was kind of a different cat in that Rangers media room. He was videotaping torts, and you got to see the whole taping. I wonder if Mr. Leonard will be as technologically savvy.
Yeah, Jesse was real into the whole, you know, the new media thing, and he was on our show, and he did the, like you said, he did the videos. He's constantly on Twitter. I don't think any of the other beat writers combined, they probably don't tweet as much as Jesse Spector does. And you know, he tweets about everything. He'll tweet about the Mets, you know, whatever, and you know, besides the Rangers. So it's pretty cool. Andrew Gross do his preview in the paper today? I see Newman mentioning it.
Yeah.
I'll go look it up. In the meantime, we have the captain. I believe it's the captain. The captain, is that you, 609-204?
Boys, good morning.
How are you?
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. I took off of work for a reason that we're both aware of. And
I like that. People taking off from work to watch the Rangers. I like that.
Well, I mean, you have to have priorities in life, Jeff.
I agree.
You do.
I agree. I just happened. I took the day off from work because my brother's here, and it just so happens that the Rangers are playing, so it all works out very well.
That works. Eddie, how are your GA meetings going? Your Garage Shovaholics Anonymous meeting.
Oh, my Grotchev Anonymous program. Me and Dr. Drew are working very closely together.
What's wrong with your phone over there?
Yeah, what's going on?
My phone?
Yeah.
Hold on a second. I think I'll put it on speaker. That was my car phone, which doesn't always work.
All right. It was terrible. How dare you call us subpar audio?
Yeah. We're here to supply the subpar audio.
That's right.
Yeah. And I'm thankful that I was able to get on the show before Cutter. I mean, the reality is that, you know, we just have better callers than Cutter. I don't want to throw dirt on him, but, you know.
I guess maybe we did throw dirt on Cutter, though.
Don't worry. He's still in a celebratory frenzy after the Maple Leafs actually won a game last night. So he's probably running around the streets of Kitchener naked, proclaiming that they are the Stanley Cup champions.
I think right now he's working on his bronze head of James Reimer.
So my quick answer to your Grotchev question is, this is where I stand on it. I stand that I am not obsessed and I'm not crazy. I'm not going crazy, but until he gets 20 goals or he scores against us in a game. Other than that, I'm going to drop it for now.
Okay.
I've got bigger fish to fry like Dale Weiss. No, I'm only kidding. I went a little crazy with Dale Weiss yesterday.
What about Wojciechowicz?
About Jeff Wojtyla, the Wojtyla home theater.
Jeff Wojtyla is another first-round pick on our defense. How about that?
Yeah, well, I made that point last night that Sather, that's how he acquires guys. He goes back to old drafts and goes, oh, he was number one? He must be good. Even though it was like 8 years ago. Same thing with Brian Boyle. Let's get him. He was the number one pick.
Everybody who gets drafted in the first round is a good player. Exhibit A is Hugh Jessamyn. Obviously, anybody who is a first-round pick is a premier player and should be brought on the team at all costs.
Hugh Jessamyn played with the Nashville Predators last year. So he even made it back.
Yeah.
It is what it is, as they say. What is your take? Are you excited? Are you agreeing with the experts, Captain? Do you think the New York Rangers are headed for the promised land of not waiting the last day for playoffs?
I'll tell you what I think. Do I think they're going to win a championship this year? Realistically, no. It's not out of the question, but it's not a realistic expectation. What I think is a realistic expectation is that for the first time since 1996, the Rangers will host Game 1 of the playoff series.
I like it.
Positivity.
It's scary it's been that long, but the reality is it has been that long since they've hosted Game 1. I think their two biggest weaknesses last year, and this has been discussed at length, was a power play quarterback and a number one center. And at the cost of $75 gajillion over 10 years, they brought in Brad Richards, and he fills those needs. So if you get maturity out of this young core, and if Mark Stahl doesn't miss more than half of it than the first, much the same first month of the season, I think they're going to be just fine. I think that for a team that was fifth in goals against last year and a team that lost a lot of games at home by one goal because they couldn't score a power play goal to save their life, they've addressed that.
They have addressed that, and it's a good point, both ways, offensively and that they defensively, they can shut you down, Yeah, things should look better. The Rangers lost, like you said, a lot of games by one goal last year. I forgot what the percentage was. It was like something. It was really out of the ordinary. So maybe they can eradicate that. Hopefully, I'd like to see
and
that. You're our welcomed guest, our premier guest right now.
I don't know this number off the top of my head, but it seems like a lot. How many games last year did the Rangers lose at home by a goal and they had like a power play at like the 4 minute mark left in the third period and they just couldn't get one?
All of them.
Yeah.
Every game.
It's going to be a big difference. I'm curious to see how this defense shakes out when Stahl comes back. I don't know if Erickson's going to – who are my top six?
I was going to say, Captain, who are you looking for to have a – make a bold prediction here. Who's going to have a breakout year, a stellar year that a lot of people aren't talking about? There's something a little out of the box, maybe.
A breakout year.
We're not going to –
Fedotenko, 50 goals.
That's really out of the box.
That got my brother laughing from the other room. Hey, you want bold?
Well, that's bold. Yeah, that's true. Michael Delzato, Norris Trophy.
How about Michael Delzato, 8 goals?
Oh.
I'm concerned that now that Fedotenko is wearing the ceremonious number 26, that he might decide to disappear for games at a time like the previous number 26. I hope he gets by that.
Well, it's funny you keep mentioning that. You mentioned that because I was saying all through the preseason, I'm like, wow, this guy's really defensively responsible, this Christensen. He's really working hard. Wait a minute. That's not Christensen. Who I'm looking for to have a breakout year that I want? And I've been on him on this program, fellas. Is Zuccarello.
I think I know where you're going with this.
Zuccarello.
Yep.
If he can be a 60-point guy, we're going places.
I have a different candidate that I think is also a candidate that can have a breakout season.
I'll take 40. 40 to 45 out of Zuccarello. I'll be thrilled.
Well, What, you can't see him doing 20 and 40?
Let's start with 15 and 25. Let's start there.
What do you have last year?
What do you have, 6 goals?
I think so, yeah.
I'm not talking about the home run derby goals.
Right.
He had 6 goals and 17 assists in 42 games.
Okay.
You know, that's not bad.
Not at all. But you know what? If we're sitting here in April after the Rangers just missed the 8th seed on the last day of the season and we review Matt Zuccarello, if he had 15 goals and 25 assists, I'll be fine on the third line. Why not?
I think, I'm just saying that he's my bold prediction. Prorated, it cuts around 11, 12 goals and 34 assists. I mean, you know, I don't think 60's out of the, I mean, if I'm going to go bold, 60 isn't that outrageous.
Aren't you the guy that's always yelling at me when I prorate?
Yes, I shouldn't be prorate.
So you'll be atoning for your hypocriticism tonight.
Yes.
If Zuccarello gets 10 points per foot of height, I think we're okay.
10 points per foot of height. Okay. Is that like hitting your weight?
Yeah, right.
Okay.
You're worth your weight in gold, yeah. My breakout candidate is one Artem Anisimov.
Whoa.
Yeah,
I like it.
You know me. I love Artie. I think I've said that a million times. We should have a clip of me just going, you know what? I love Artie. I hope he's going to make the next step. I mean, everybody's talking about his progression, and he's got to have more vision out there. Keep his head up and make more passes. I wish he would get more power play time.
I think he's going to have a lot. He's going to have a lot of pressure off him because for the first time in a few years, he's not the best center on this team.
Well, yeah, that's true. I just feel like he's not a favorite of Tortorella's. I don't know why. We always joke about how he winds up getting shafted. He can go from, you know, he has like 4 bad games and he's on the 4th line. He's not. That's why it's so important that pack line stay together, because that really will keep Artem solidified. And right off the bat, the pack line's been broken up now that Dubinsky is going to play with Gabrick and Richards. Yeah, I hope Artie. I love Artie. So I hope you're right.
Are we going with over under 100 points for Ryan McDonagh this season?
I'm going to take the under on
that.
Yeah, me too. But it'll be close. It'll be close. He'll top out around. I think he'll top out. He'll get off to a slow start, and then he'll make a mad dash, and he'll get close. He'll finish around 23, 24 points.
Get $100 coming your way. You better collect.
I got a better chance of having a threesome with Sofia Vergara, and
Sofia Vergara.
And Ed O'Neill than I do of ever seeing that $100.
Ass clown.
Exactly. Thank you.
I'm looking forward to a big year, and I actually think that the team closest to me down here in Philadelphia is ready for a big rude awakening. Their fans don't understand what it's like to lose 80 goals off your roster and expect to continue to compete. All over my Facebook. Oh, Big Flyers win tonight. I'm like, it's the equivalent of winning 2 baseball games. Shut up. It's the first game of the season.
you gotta give Eddie's classic line. It's game one, chuckles.
Yeah.
All right, Captain. We're gonna get some other calls out of the way here. And
can you put me on hold, Jim?
I can do that.
Thank you,
sir. Talk to you soon. Thanks, buddy.
Take care, guys.
Take care, bro.
All right, now let me figure out how to do this. All right, he is on hold. All right, James is back.
Wow,
James, I liked it. Or have you just been on hold since last night?
I've been sitting here all night, guys.
All night, all night. You guys play that good Muzak stuff when you left it on for me? I appreciate it.
James, now is it me, Eddie, or does James sound like he got a little bit of a late start this morning?
I haven't slept since last night.
Oh, okay.
So I'm still awake. I'm still waiting. I just couldn't sleep, man. I'm waiting because I know me. I fall asleep and I miss the game and I wake up at like 5 o'clock or something.
He's like sounds like Barry White. He's got like that deep voice like I get when I get in the morning. He's like, yeah, I do.
Yeah, I walk around singing 70s stuff like Barry did.
So,
you know, I can't get enough of your love, man. You know. So.
James, what I wanted to ask you is now, I wonder, and I asked this in the chat room, and I asked this even of my co-host. I'm wearing a special Ranger shirt today for the game. Are you wearing any Ranger paraphernalia for the game? Do you have any kind of rituals or?
No, I actually have just a New York shirt on. I have a black shirt that says New York on it. That's it. I've been wearing it since last night, actually. Hey, I might as well go with it, man. I mean, when we spoke last night, you know, I was positive about everything and, you know, just been hanging out all night and stuff and watching some junk and, you know, just hanging out and waiting for the game to start. And I guess I'll go to bed early tonight with the same shirt on, you know. No, but seriously, I do have a few Ranger shirts. I have a couple of older ones. Who the hell do I have on there? I have one of those ones. I have a couple of them, and I can't even think straight right now. But I do have some Ranger shirts. I have a bunch of Brooklyn shirts. I have a bunch of New York shirts. That's all I wear around here.
That's it. You're representing, as they say.
Yeah, and that's why, I mean, there's a lot of ex-New Yorkers around. So all you talk is baseball and hockey and, you know, whatever season it is, and football. A lot of people with Giant shirts on, you do see Ranger jerseys once in a while, too. A lot of Yankee stuff here, since, you know, it's close to Tampa. I'm pretty close to Tampa, so there's a lot of Yankee stuff going on. So, you know, I wear my Mets stuff and, you know, get ridiculed, but, you know, I still hang in there. Just like our Rangers, you know, people make fun of us all these years, and I think this year it's gonna change.
Well, I don't know if you've heard, but they're predicting us to win. Are you like me and get scared when they predict us to do well?
Yeah, usually I am, man. Usually I am. But, you know, this time, I don't know, I have a different feeling about this team. Not that I want to see Hank give up anything today, but if he does give up something, I really want to see how they respond to being down. They had a little adversity in the beginning, you know, just see, you know, are they going to come back and charge out of there and you know, put the pressure on and try to get that goal back, or are they going to sit around and, you know, make us fall asleep for a half hour until they try to turn it on in the last 5 minutes. You know, that's what I'm hoping they don't do. But I think that's like the old Rangers. Or like the other guy was saying before, the guy before me, power play got to do it this year. They
knew,
yeah, because I think they said it was 20. I think it was 21 goal losses last year.
Wow.
21 goal losses. So, you know, that's quarter of the season right there, man. How many points is that, you know? I mean, where would we have been? You know, with those, you know, you even got half those points or whatever, you know, got an extra point, 10 points or so out of it, you know, I mean.
It's a bunch of garbage.
Yeah, it is.
Thank you, Paulie. Even Paulie D made it here today.
Ah, see that?
He's doing another show. Let me just get off on the point. I found Paulie D's doing another show. Maybe you guys, since you lived in Florida, know what I-9 is. Do you guys know what I-9 is?
I-9? No.
Huh?
Okay. I have no idea.
I thought it was some kind of interstate down there or something.
Yeah, no, but they have a Bay News 9. Like the way you guys have NY1, the same thing.
Right.
Same thing.
Oh, maybe that's what he's affiliated with.
I don't get it. I get the satellite,
but
I don't have that, you know, anything Tampa down here. So, you know, when it comes to that, that's the cable. You know, on cable they have it, but not on satellites. So I don't get that.
Is Paulie D doing, like, the I-9 investigative reporting? So there I was over at Mildred's house, and she said she paid this contractor $1,000 to Connecticut, and he never came back to do a roof, and it's a bunch of garbage out there. Come on now. What are we going to do? This is Paulie D, I-9. What?
Say I'm about to knock on the suspect's door or something. say that.
I'm about to knock on the suspect's door. Open up.
Open up.
Paulie D, I-9 reporting.
What are you two youths doing in there?
Head hit. So a guy came.
Thanks for the Falcon.
Exactly. Guy came home from work the other day. He came home and his wife was in bed with another man, and it was nothing but head hits and bada bing, bada boom. Her brains were all over the house. Paulie D, I-9 reporting. All right, we got to get back to the hockey here. James, give us your official prediction for the season before we got to let you go.
The official prediction. Okay, let's see
here.
I truly believe this. I think we're going to be number four. I think we're going to be number four. You know, then I think we're going to have a round of home ice. And, I'd love to see us go, win at least a round or two would be nice. But, I think it really depends on our power play. Henrik has to have a great season like he normally does. And we got to get Stahl back. Hopefully, at least half the year. That would be nice. But I don't know. That's the only thing that's throwing me off is that Stahl thing. But then, hopefully we're deep enough that, we could, that we're better than we were. I think we're a little deeper than we were last year and the year before that. So, I think we're going in the right direction. We're getting close, I keep feeling like the pieces are starting to fit, And I think we're gonna be, number four, maybe number three. I mean, if Stahl comes back, maybe we'll be number three or even better than that. I mean, a lot of people I saw pick Pittsburgh for first overall, but I don't know. What do you guys think?
I'm gonna give my prediction in just a few minutes. We got I got a couple of little surprise here for.
Oh, okay. And how about Pittsburgh? Do you think Pittsburgh's gonna finish number one? I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They're picking Pitt, but I don't know. I don't know why. I mean, you know who's hurt over there, Cindy there. So and man, I'm looking forward to. And I'm looking forward to that Winter Classic, and I'm hoping to hell we're way ahead of Philly and beat the crap out of them.
There
you
go. Want
to see a giant brawl on ice?
That would be great. Wouldn't that be a great outdoor brawl, man, or something? And then you get the. But then again, we're in Philly. All those fans they may jump the turnstiles there. So
there you go.
Yeah, I plan on being there, so I might be involved in the stands. Be like, okay.
That's why he's working out. He's getting in shape for the Winter Classic.
I know he's working out with that Mr. Softy. I need some of myself, man.
Eddie's really he's working out, James.
I know he uses two double cones now in each hand, right?
Oh,
that's it, man. Get them double cones and lift them up, man. They're heavy.
Eddie, man,
you go on my page on Facebook there. You're going to see a frog laying there. It looks like me. Everybody's commenting on it. He's laying there. I'm big up top, and I narrow out. I'm skinny at the bottom there. The frog has these skinny legs, and the belly's laying there. And I said, it pretty much looks like me, and everybody's commenting that it does. So,
we got to move along, take a couple other calls, but listen, we'll talk to you next week, all right?
You got it, boys. Hey, good talking to you, and I'll catch you next time. And hopefully we have some good news next week and win a couple of games here.
Hopefully. All right, James.
All right, guys, have a good one. Catch you next time.
Bye.
All right, bye.
All right. Now, Eddie, as you know, as we were talking about just a little while ago, this show just isn't spanning. It's not just a national sensation, but it's an international sensation. And I am proud to announce that on the line with me right now, I have two members of our United Kingdom contingent, Jeff Cooper and Chris Smith, better known as Spoon on the Moon and Chris Smith. Good morning / afternoon, boys. How are you?
Not bad, Jim. You?
Good, Chris. Jeff,
hey,
are you still there?
Hey, Jim, you all right?
Hey, Jeff.
How you doing? How Ed? Oh, Eddie. Hey, Jim, you all right?
Doing good.
We're doing very well. I am not familiar with any kind of time differences since I live in my own world. What time is it over there at this point?
4:00 next Wednesday over there. They've actually,
wow.
They've already
seen the game.
Yeah. Yes.
10:05 at the minute.
10:05.
So 9 minutes past five for me. I'm down in Bristol.
Oh, it's only 9 minutes. There's a minute. Oh, these guys are crazy. So how are you watching the game?
We've got a game sent live off NHL.
Oh, okay.
We're a bit worried about it because we were all watching ESPN Player last year, but they cancelled the rights because the NHL got a bit greedy and this company come in and bought the rights, and then we thought we weren't going to watch it. But up until about a week ago, they just sort of sorted it out and they opened up Game Center Live to Europe, so we're in there.
Okay. Well, I really can't imagine the NHL getting greedy. I find that a little bit surprising.
How you doing, Eddie?
I'm doing well. I'm all psyched. I wanted to ask you guys, are you guys wearing any kind of Ranger garb? Are you guys doing anything special for today's opener, tonight's opener?
I've got my Lungfist top here, my new one. So I will don that at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, I've just got my normal Rangers home gear on, but looking forward to sleepless nights in the season.
Yeah, because you stay up all night and watch the games, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I get up for work for 5 o'clock, so I pretty much go to bed about 8 o'clock on a game night. I get up about 12 o'clock, whatever time the game is. Watch the game, go back to bed for an hour, and get up for work.
And you work for the post office over there, right? What we call the post office.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Cool. Give us real quick your predictions on the season. Jeff, why don't you go first?
Oh, well, realistically, you're going to be looking at second place in the division, haven't you, behind Pittsburgh. Anything between fourth and sixth in the conference, and I think we've got as good a chance as anyone, if Boston can do it, to win the Cup.
Wow.
Wow. Well, I think a lot of people thought that last year, and, you know, Boston, you know, was a team that won it with a total team concept, and you have a good goalie, which the Rangers have. Have a good defense. You know, I certainly think he's better than Tim Thomas. I mean, all the hoopla, Tim Thomas, I know he won a Stanley Cup and everything, but I think Henrik Lundqvist is the best in the league by far. And I really do believe that. So, I mean, it's certainly possible. Listen, you know, with Richards, if you're getting the guy, and what I saw in preseason, just the passing, I haven't seen a Ranger with that kind of passing skill in quite a while. So,
it was awesome, wasn't it? Yeah, man.
Yeah. I mean, right on the tape, in stride, just very effortless. So hopefully we can get it going.
I wanted to ask Chris before we let you guys go. What was the atmosphere like in Sweden, Chris, for the games?
It was fantastic. It was a Hank fest. Everyone was cheering him. I felt a little bit sorry for Joel, but he's still playing for Frölunda. So
for Joel.
Joel, yeah. But no, it was a great night. When the Rangers scored the first goal, and I stood up and shouted "Lofter," and everyone looked at me pretty weirdly.
Nobody knew what Lobster Newberry meant.
Lobster! And yeah, I sort of sat back down and realized where I was.
I love that. Bringing our chance to Sweden, though. I love that. That's awesome.
Yeah, no, it was after the first goal went in, that was the only time I jumped up. But after the Rangers scored, well, the other times, I clapped because everyone around me wasn't happy at all.
Me
and my friend were the only ones sat down when Frölunda scored.
Now, let me ask you a question. Maybe you'll know the answer to this, maybe you don't, but it's been bugging me. I don't even know if it was the games in Sweden. I can't remember. Why, after the goals, do they sing that, oi, 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 which I call the Banana Split song, which was a famous kids show back in the 70s here. But why do they sing that? What is that song? Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, not really. I think MSG play that sound when the other team score a goal.
It sounds like crowd. singing it?
I don't know.
Back to your lobster comment. Chris, that was great. We'll just gloss over this.
So, no, I can't remember the noise, actually, so I can't help you there, Jim. Sorry.
Sweden. Maybe that was in somewhere else that they played. I don't know. Where else did they play? Turkey
Botswana.
Botswana. Yeah, that was Botswana.
I did hear that banana split. Well, maybe Karen Reuterberg can clear that up since she's Swedish.
Somebody's got to ask.
But I like the fact that you used our jokes at the games. Lobster.
I remember as well. I was sat only four rows back from the glass as well. So it was pretty amazing to see the players up close like that. But again, Eric Christian skated past a few times, and I did stand up and go, "You suck!" And then again, I just thought, "Why am I doing that? I'm in the wrong place. I don't know what I'm saying."
I think "you suck" kind of translates pretty well to other languages.
Yeah, again, it was just an impulse. I couldn't control myself, but I had to sit down then and respect the fact that I wasn't at MSG.
Chris Newberry scored that goal and skated over to the bench and said, "Who the hell's the British guy calling me lobster? What the hell is that? What the hell is that all about?"
I think I got Tourette's or something, because that was yeah. It was just like, "Yeah, lobster. Sat down, be quiet." But no, it was great. I nearly didn't make it, actually. I was, because of the traffic outside Gothenburg, I was panicking, really, really panicking. I didn't think we were going to make it, and that was the whole reason why I was over there. So, but thankfully we did.
Chris, why don't you give us your quick predictions? Then we're going to let you guys go so you get ready for the game, and then Eddie and I can give our predictions, and we'll wrap this up.
Predictions on the season. I'd hope we'd finish second in the division, behind Pittsburgh, I think. Maybe sixth in the conference. I'd be happy with that. Just make the playoffs, and then and anything can happen. But I'm just excited to see the games. Again, for another season. I did have to change my underpants when I realized that ESPN wasn't showing NHL games before the other guys filled me in as to what was going on. That was a heart-stopping moment. But I'll be happy with second in division, sixth in the conference, and, get into the playoffs and anything can happen.
See, Eddie, isn't this great? They're rioting in Great Britain, but we're bringing Brits together on this show.
Oh, yeah.
We're bringing the whole human race together on this show. Let's face it. This is a movement. More like a bowel movement.
We're the Greenpeace of shitty hockey internet radio.
I can't remember the last time I listened to local radio on the way to work in the morning. If I don't listen to your latest show, then I just listen to one of your old shows.
Wow, that's dire. That's good.
Well, guys, we appreciate it, and we appreciate you guys calling in. And I know it's Friday, and you're looking forward to watching the game, and I'm sure you'll be heading out. Chris tells me all the time he's headed to the pub to watch footy. And I tell him
that I'm missing. There's an England football international tonight. If we get a point, we qualify for the European Championship, and I'm not watching it. I'm watching the Ranger game.
Good. It'll be
soccer sucks anyway.
Soccer sucks anyway. That is correct. All right. Well, guys, have a great weekend. Enjoy the game. Thank you so much for calling in and being a part of the show. We'll talk to you both soon.
Cheers, thank you.
Cheers, guys.
Take it steady. Cheers.
Okay. Bye-bye. All right. Let me just hang up on them. You're listening to Blue Shirt Underground Radio on the BBC. Stay tuned for Faulty Towers. They add instant credibility with that accent to this show, Eddie.
There's nothing that would elevate credibility to this show.
That's his twin brother, Joel, 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 Joel.
And then we go right back to lowbrow.
Yes, lowbrow.
We destroyed
all credibility, but we did have.
We had those two classy guys on, those accents and the whole bit, and then we go right.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Exactly. We lose the whole thing. All right. Now we got one more phone call. I'm gonna put them on really quick. John, what's going on?
Hello.
From the next room. How are you?
Outside, actually.
I know how you are. You're here. You slept in my spare bedroom. So give us your predictions for the season so we, Eddie and I can do ours and we wrap this up.
Like your opinions matter. Anyhow, Rangers are not going to finish any lower than fifth, no higher than second in the conference. And I think they'll make it to the conference finals.
Second in the conference? All right.
No higher than second, no lower than fifth. I don't see them battling for an eighth seed this year.
Wow. Okay. All right. That's certainly on the bright side. I wasn't expecting this much, much optimism. But I've been hammered with it.
It's a bunch of garbage.
Yes, Paulie, it is maybe a bunch of garbage. The morning, everybody has got these optimistic of opinions. Maybe we should start doing the show in the afternoon. Oh, wait.
What a gullible. What an in-cow poop.
So I'll go first. Usually, Jim, is your bro done? Has he got anything more to say?
Got anything else? How many goals? Here, I'll throw one at you. Tell me how many goals Marion Gaborik's going to score this year.
Well, with the passing from Richards, I'd say anywhere from 35 to 45.
Okay.
All right.
And I think you'll see probably about 30 to 35 from Richards, and a lot of that's going to come on the power play.
30 to 35. He's never scored that many before, I don't think. Maybe once.
I have high hopes for Richards. And he's back with his old coach. I have high hopes for Richards.
Oh, boy. All right. Now you're upsetting me.
I'm not. And he has scored 30 goals before.
Once. 10-year career. Once.
Doesn't mean he can't do it again.
Say he can't. Oh boy, but that's like expecting Drury to come in here and score 35 goals every year because he did it once.
I never expected Drury to score 35 goals ever again.
You bought
it. Am I going to have to get a family mediator here or what? What's going on?
All right, John. I'll talk to you in a few minutes.
All right.
The time has come. Eddie, you can go first. Give us your thoughts.
Chad Kolarik will not get 5 goals. The Staal injury really worries me. I think there's not a lot of this. It's something that can't be overlooked. But if it's only a month, I think the Rangers can weather the storm. But, folks, I say this every year when I make predictions. I think it's going to be another wait and see to get into the playoffs. Because I just see you have to take into account some sophomore slumps. I think they'll be improved. But I think when it's all said and done, it's gonna be another seventh, maybe sixth, sixth finish. I don't think you'll see a home playoff game. If Mark Staal were healthy for the whole, because I think it's a gelling situation, especially that they need to gel very quick as a team playing in Europe. If Staal were healthy, I would be where you guys are as far as my predictions. I could see them winning this division with the team they have. My biggest concern is the transition from the Rangers from going to try to squeak out wins and just going out there and taking the wins with their offense. They can't play these one-goal games. They had a lot of shootout wins last year. They're going to have to somewhere make that transformation, from the kind of the rope-a-dope offense, and the rope-a-dope game they play, where they hang in there. They're like a boxer. They hang in there, and they try to win the game. But they have a lot of character. And they showed us last year that they do have a lot of character, which I think all of us can get behind. So, to me, I could see them finishing in sixth.
I don't think we're going to have the home advantage in the playoffs. That's what I think. And again, I usually curtail my predictions because I don't want to get disappointed. So, but if Stahl were in there, you know, I had them high. But now I feel that this Stahl thing is going to become a bookaboom thing, and it's a lot of pressure to put these young defensemen under right away, and especially when you got these retreads in the sixth and seventh spot. So that's where I stand right now. I hope I didn't bring everybody down.
Not at all. All right. No, your prediction's certainly valid. Certainly, you know, you're trying to you're being cautious. I, on the other hand, I'll have none of that. I believe, ladies and gentlemen, that safe is death, and I will stand by that in my predictions. All right. Here is what I believe lies ahead for this team. Unlike... thank you. and thanks for the Falcon. Actually, and unlike my esteemed co-host, I do believe that this team is going to get off to a slow start. I think the Stahl injury, I think this defense is, at least from what we saw, is a little a ways from coming together. I think that's going to take time. I think this team will get off to a slow start. They may, you know, they're going to struggle around the 500 mark, I think, for the probably until we get in late November. And then hopefully by then, Mark Stahl will be back. And I do believe this team is going to get hot. And I do believe that by the end of the season, the New York Rangers will have finished either first or second in their division. They will be either the fourth or fifth seed in the conference. And this year, New York Ranger fans, we will see this team finally get over that hump of the last couple of years. They will win a playoff series. They will win two playoff series. Gentlemen, two playoff series. The New York Rangers, your New York Rangers, will be in the Eastern Conference Finals this year. This, I think Henrik Lundqvist. I'm in agreement with some of the experts. I agree with them. Henrik Lundqvist is going to have maybe the best year of his career this year. I think you are going to see improved goal scoring from Callahan and Dubinsky, because I think Anisimov is going to be better, and I think that is going to make his line mates better. I think the wild card is going to be that left wing on the first line, and I have a feeling that the left wing on that first line is not on the Rangers roster right now. I would start keeping your eye on teams that go bad early in the season, and I think the Rangers will try and make some kind of deal after the first of the new year to find a left wing. So I don't believe it's going to be Voltek Volsky. I don't like the idea of breaking up that pack line, and I think the Rangers will go out and find a left wing that can fit up on that first line at some point during the season, and you'll see Doobie and Artie and Cali back together, and I think Doobie and Cali will have excellent seasons. Richards is going to revitalize this power play, and Hank will get... And that's my prediction.
Yeah,
Eastern Conference Finals.
Wow.
I think they are ready.
Well, I think it's certainly possible if Brad Richards can transform this team's power play, if he can get them where they can score goals when they have, advantages in the game, and the fact that he brings such a skill level that they have not had since John Tortorella has been here. And if Gaborik gets 45 goals, if he returns to that form, the Rangers should make the playoffs. They made the playoffs with a lesser squad 2 years ago when he had 40 goals plus. So,
basically, they haven't had a first-line center in his prime in 15 years, at least.
Right. You know, so if we see a Richards emergence,
like we were hoping, I think, yeah, I think that's possible, you know, if they click, you know, and if they don't click, forget it. They'll be switching. Richards will be playing with, you know, Zuccarello and Rupp. You know, I mean, so I am ready to go. I know you're ready to go. I know that Paulie D is.
So if your lips are wet and ready to go, hold on.
Good day, everybody.
Good day.
Day.
Good day. Let's go, Rangers.
Go, Rangers. All right, good show. That was fun having to get the guys on the air from the UK. They're funny.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to go get myself ready for the game, and I will talk to you later.
Okay, take care.
You too. Bye.